From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. officials are trying to slow down the spread of the Zika virus in the southeastern state of Florida after several people have been diagnosed with the mosquito-transmitted virus. President Barack Obama says health officials do not expect the virus to spread as widely as seen in Brazil.
We're taking this extremely seriously. Our CDC experts are on the ground working shoulder to shoulder with Florida health authorities. There is a very aggressive effort underway to control mosquitoes there, and pregnant women have been urged to stay away from the particular neighborhood that we're focused on.
As Zika escalates into a public health crisis, U.S. Republicans and Democrats are pointing fingers over the failure by Congress to commit federal dollars to fight the virus. Lawmakers left Washington in mid-July for a seven-week recess without approving any of the $1.9 billion that President Obama requested in February to develop a vaccine and control the mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 255,000 jobs in July, and wages rose a bit. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the unemployment rate was steady at a low 4.9%. A security operation is underway Friday in central Afghanistan to rescue five Pakistani aviation experts and their Russian navigator from the Taliban. The insurgents took the men hostage Thursday after their helicopter crash-landed in a remote area of the Afghan province of Logar. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman told VOA the Pakistani helicopter had permission to travel through the Afghan airspace to Russia and crash-landed due to a technical fault. This is VOA News. U.S. politics, Republican Party leaders are increasingly concerned about recent national and key state polls that show Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton surging into a lead over Republican Donald Trump. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has the latest.
These are trying times for Republican Donald Trump, but he insists his campaign remains on track to win in November.
So I just want to tell you, the campaign is doing really well. It's never been so well united.
In a new CNN poll, Trump trails Democrat Hillary Clinton by 9 points and by 8 points in a new NBC survey. At a rally in Colorado, Clinton continued to hammer away at the notion that Trump's temperament should disqualify him from becoming president.
There is no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump is unqualified to be president and unfit to be commander-in-chief.
Both Clinton and Trump are well aware of polls that show Americans want change. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Following a surge in Syrian refugee admissions in the last 3 months, the United States is on track to meet the Obama administration's goal of welcoming 10,000 Syrians by the end of September. The U.S. is the largest recipient of third-country resettlement in the world. The U.N. General Assembly is holding a summit in September to address refugees and migrant issues, including nearly a million Syrians seeking asylum in Europe. Displaced Syrians in Jordan are getting food supplies by an unprecedented method. Cranes have been hoisting bags of United Nations aid to the tens of thousands of Syrians cut off from outside help for almost 2 months. Magid Yahia is the director of the World Food Program.
As you can see, this is the first time we used the cranes, and this was the only way that we could do the distribution, given that there is no access. We could not cross to the other side, nor the population can cross to this side. So we came up with this idea that we could drop the food in there and then monitor the distribution from the Jordanian side.
The three-day delivery to makeshift encampments in a remote desert area ended Thursday. The international community is scrambling for alternatives, but no viable option has emerged. Gunmen fired on a busy marketplace in northeastern India Friday, killing at least 12 people. Officials say 15 others were wounded in the attack in the Assam area. Authorities say one gunman was killed, and security forces are searching for other suspects. South Africa's ruling party has taken a drubbing in local elections. The African National Congress is still leading overall, but the party of Nelson Mandela is seeing its worst electoral performance since the end of apartheid, with about 90% of ballots counted thus far. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.